Hello and welcome to a special episode of Channel 2 News. Today, when this episode comes out, is Bee's birthday, and she wanted me to post the Thundercast Roar episode. And I guess I'm just gonna do that. Mic quality is generally bad. This is the first episode we ever recorded, so it's quality-wise, it might be a little lesser, but ultimately, I hope we still have the same amount of quality fun. Happy birthday, Bee. Have an awesome day. And it is mandatory for you to watch 36 episodes of Thundercats Roar before listening to this episode. So I hope you did that. Thank you for listening. And that's all I got. Goodbye. Yeah.
Okay.
So you watched Thundercats Roar.
I didn't pick this. this was Ma's choice for the week. Honestly, if I can be quite honest, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yes.
It was still
you.
Okay. Yeah, it was not great, but it was not as bad as I thought it would be. I guess I'll get into my thoughts. I don't know. No, what?
I hit my foot on the table. I feel like it got way too much hate right from the get-go. OG Thunderheads.
Yeah. I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of the people who complained about the show probably have never even watched Thundercats in their life.
Yes.
But that's just my opinion. I'm not saying all the people complain, but some of them probably did not watch this show. I didn't watch that show, so I can't say if it's accurate, but I don't know. Some of y'all were
just a little too mean.
I'll be mean, and that's okay, though.
We can be mean because we watched.
Yeah, we can be mean because we watched. Yeah. Especially
I watched
you,
most of this.
You watched 36 episodes.
We didn't realize before we chose Thundercats Roar, or I chose Thundercats Roar, that there are 52 episodes in the first season. Season.
Yeah, I watched, before we started watching it, I looked it up and I was like, 52 episodes, that's not too bad. And I thought about it, I was like, I can't watch all of that. And then I think like a couple of hours after I looked it up, that's when you messaged me. You're like, so I just realized how many episodes there are. We cannot watch all of this. I watched 10 episodes, about like 10 episodes. I think that's enough.
I watched three times more than me.
You watched 36 episodes. Okay.
It's very funny.
Okay, I will say this. They are 10-minute episodes, about maybe 12 minutes at most. So when you're watching, it's a comedy show, obviously. When you're watching it, like, I won't act like I never laughed. I did laugh a couple of times, but then because of the short time slot, they are constantly throwing jokes at me sometimes, and I'm like, please, God, slow down.
It's so fast-paced.
I'm like, I can't fucking keep it. I think that's why I was like, just sometimes I would just sit there, and I would just, like, stare. I would just be like, oh, God, I can't do this.
And then by the time you were done daydreaming, the episode was over, and it's like,
Literally, I think like one time I did kind of zone out towards the end, and then I was like, "Oh, it's over. Okay." So
I did take some notes. So I'm trying.
Show us your notes, bro.
I do very much agree with you. It's so fast paced, and there were moments where I was like, "What is even happening anymore?" Sometimes it was just hard to kind of keep up with the general storyline. I think maybe before we get into the meat, I feel like we should kind of describe the show first. Thundercats Roar.
Thundercats Roar, it's a reboot of the Is it even? Well, yeah, it kind of is a reboot. I feel like there's a difference between like reboots and then like continuations.
Remake.
I think this was just a general reboot.
Yes.
It's basically for, it's for the kids. It's something cute for the kids. That's basically it.
It's for the babies.
Yeah, it's for the babies. People around like 12 and under. I don't think anyone above that age will really enjoy it all too much.
Except for me.
Except for you. Yeah.
I'll take that back. I was like,
are you sure you enjoyed this show?
I think I enjoy it for the wrong reasons.
Those reasons.
The show is about some funny little Thundercats.
Yeah, the Thundercats. Okay, I will say this. I don't know why I keep saying I will say this. I'm gonna say a lot
say
of
it.
Stuff.
Say it.
I hate saying this though, but I did not like the art style that much.
No. Okay. Art style is kind of not good.
Good. Yeah. Like I feel like because it has a very similar art style to like Adventure Time, Gravity Falls, Steven Universe, but it works for those shows, but here it just kind of felt like, it felt like a cheap version of those shows here to me. And I feel bad for saying that because I'm like, I'm going to be the funny CalArts person, but I just thought it was kind of ugly sometimes.
I was trying so hard not to say CalArts style.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, we know what it is.
But it's just that specific art style that's not...
Yeah.
It can be appealing sometimes, but other times it doesn't necessarily work out.
Yeah, it didn't work for me here, personally.
It didn't work.
It did not work.
I will say...
Go on.
The Thundercats are on a third Earth, and I guess Earth blew up two other times, so here's a third one. And they fight bad guys, and hijinks happens.
Yeah.
I think the action sequences actually look pretty good.
Yes, I was literally just missing. The animation is actually pretty nice sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's not, but like some of the fight sequence actually made me go, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a very, some of the fight sequences gave me like a Studio Trigger vibe, you know, ooh. Studio. Yeah, like some of the like shots that they did. Like, there was one particular one that I can't remember off the top of my head. and I was like, oh, yeah, I can tell these people probably enjoyed some anime.
Action sequences look good most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
Animation, aside from action sequences, it's iffy sometimes.
Yeah.
It can be good, and it can be just kind of stiff and boring sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's describe the characters.
Okay. Lion-O, I don't like him. I did not like him. Well, he had his moments. I laughed, but I didn't like him. He's the leader. He's the lord of the Thundercats. He's stupid. But, he's dumb.
Yeah,
he's
the thing is that he's so dumb. He's so dumb.
Yeah, he's so dumb. And that's really it.
Yeah, but usually I feel like we really enjoy the himbo-esque characters that are like kind of the full-hearted hero. I feel like we tend to enjoy those types of characters, but Lion-O was just too much.
Too much, yeah. Like, he didn't... I don't know. He just wasn't good.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't good. I did not like him. But...
some moments for me, but other times, I think especially in the beginning, he was just very in your face about it.
Yes. Can we mention specific episodes right now?
Yes.
Okay, so, Tiger's Garden. I actually liked him in that one because he was actually right that Tiger's girlfriend was evil. I actually liked that. And that was the only time that I really liked this character.
It's the only time. I think my time was in the two-parter episode.
What's the Pumra. No, wait, that wasn't Pumra. That was
Mumra of Plundar, part 1 and part 2.
Yes,
I like that episode, but mostly because, like, he This is gonna sound so mean. He, like, suffers the consequences of being dumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, like, the other members kind of baby him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this end, they're like, no, you fucked up.
I'm pretty sure in that episode, yeah.
Yes.
Panther, we'll get into him later. Mm-hmm. He, like, installs a new security system, and then he gives it to Lion-O, and then he fucks up, and then they lose access to their house, and then the mutants take over their house. And they're like, well,
we lost. Chitara?
Girl.
That's basically it. I liked her. That's really it.
It's kind of it. She's somewhat competitive, a little... Yeah. I don't want to necessarily say anger issues, but she can get mad. maybe a little bit egotistical. But I feel like she has some episodes where it's mostly dedicated to her, but I don't want to say I didn't enjoy those episodes, but I didn't really gain anything from them.
Yeah, they weren't quite your taste.
No.
Yeah.
Panthro. Blue.
Blue.
He's blue.
Probably my second favorite, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I can see he's like kind of sensible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the thing with Panthro is that some episodes he's like the cool one.
He does
inventions. And then other episodes he's just goofing off with the rest of them.
Yeah, I was like, because they do that in Thunderslubs. I was like, bro, aren't you supposed to be kind of normal?
Okay. Be normal.
Be normal. So basically, Thunderslubs is an episode about where the characters are just, they're slobs. Tigra hates them. He leaves.
Tigra hates them.
He hates them. So he leaves, and he starts cleaning around the place of, like, their arrival, and then they're like, we can't talk about that yet, but, that's basically it, and they're all very annoying.
They're just not really consistent when it comes to a lot of the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Wily Kid and Wily Cat, really quick.
Okay, children. They're cute. Children. I thought they were cute. That's about it.
They're really not given any episodes. I think Wily Cat is given, like, one. But Wily Kit never had his chance to shine or get any sort of development. I don't want to say he's never there, but he's never the prominent character.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. He's like a pack with just with Wily Kit.
Yeah. Do not separate them.
Oh, Tigra, the best character.
Yes, thank you. I love him.
I was like, he's the only sensible one. I was like, he's the only one that I could handle to be around, and that's it. At first, I didn't like him though, but then, like, I was like, okay, actually, you're cool.
I don't think we liked anyone in the beginning, though.
No, to be fair, everyone is kind of annoying.
And then they easily, or steadily kind of give them personalities that are different from each other.
Yeah.
Tigra is he's sensible. He's kind of supposed to be, not necessarily the wise one, but the smart one.
Yeah. He's like
I was about to say he drinks tea and eats books. He drinks tea and reads books.
Oh, fuck. Yummy books. he really likes cleaning.
Yes. He's the clean one.
He's the clean one.
I will say, I didn't know, we can't talk about Thunderslobs quite yet, but, like B said, the tiger cleans up a whole bunch. But then, like, 3 episodes later, he's back in Mama's lab, like, wrecking shit up purposefully, and is like, we're just not gonna keep this one consistent, huh?
No. Well, okay, at the end of the episode, he is just like, just like when they leave the, you know, his base, he's like, just run into the wall. And they make like 3 holes. So I think after that, he kind of just didn't care anymore.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like Tiger was somewhat the more consistent one out of all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of what the show needed.
Yeah.
It was at least one consistent character.
Yeah, everyone was kind of chaotic. And I'm like, where's... Like, I don't know. Like, it kind of felt like they weren't really, like, their own characters sometimes. They were the Thundercats, and that's it. Like, come on, show us, like, some differences here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
There's two main villains, I guess. There's the mutants, and then Mum-Ra himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Mum-Ra is a mummy, and... At the beginning, he's, like, this really buff and big dude with all these powers, and then they do something, I forgot what, but I guess they defeat him, and then he turns into this little guy.
Yeah.
I like his design.
Me too. Honestly, I do too. I do like his design.
I don't think I like the designs of anyone else, but I like his.
No, everyone else is a little ugly to me.
just a little ugly, huh?
Oh, I like the burbles.
Oh, the burbles are good. Yeah, the burbles are like little robot bears that do stuff. Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah, they're good. I think Mum-Ra might be my third favorite character.
Yeah, I think he's my second favorite.
Yeah.
he does have some good goofs. I need to talk about this one part. I don't know who he's directing it to, but I think he's talking to Lion-O.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear he says, "No, you're a total boob." Like,
oh yeah, he does.
He
say,
calls him a boob.
Yeah, he does. He does say the word boob. I can't remember what episode
it
was. I can't remember what episode it was. I think it was I can't remember. I've watched too much. I can't tell anything apart.
They've all melded together.
Yeah, but I remember he does call the Thundercats boobs. And I had to rewind. Whoa. I was like, can you say that?
That's what I was thinking. It's a Y7 rating.
I don't know. I guess nowadays, kids are aware of boob.
A booba.
Booba.
The mutants are there.
Yeah, they're there, I guess.
I like some of their antics, but I don't think they're as recognizable as Mum-Ra, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just funny little guys that run around and try to fuck up the Thundercats' plans. Yeah. That's about it.
That's it. You want to go into episodes? Any episodes?
We gotta talk about Thunderslobs.
Yeah, we do. Okay. What did I write down here? Because I was writing down stuff as I watched. Oh, all I wrote down was Mum-Ra and Tigra are gay. That's it.
Exactly.
I was like, at first I thought, when you said, okay, so Mom told me, they were like, hey, I need you to watch this episode. It made me lose my mind. And I was like, oh, you must have hated it. It was that bad. I watched it halfway through. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
It wasn't a bad episode, but I just couldn't believe my eyes.
And the thing is, okay, so they are, I don't even know, can I even say gay-coded? Can I even say that?
I think, I know there's some evidence later on.
Yeah, there's a little... Yeah. So, like, they have a little hoo-ha's. Fucking, they sang a love song together, and I was like, oh, so this is just like a one and off joke. No, this joke comes back.
It keeps
many
going.
Times.
It keeps going. It shows up again.
It shows up at least two times that I can remember.
I would say about three times. I remember at least.
Oh, three times. Whoa.
I know we already kind of talked about what happened in Thunderslobs, but I need to like get into the grit and dirt of it.
Oh yeah, get into the grit and dirt. Yeah.
So the beginning of the episodes, Thundercats are fucking up Mama's place, and Tiger's like, all right, this is kind of mean, actually. I'm gonna clean up, because everyone sucks at doing that. And I think Mama's, like, unconscious at this point, because they punched him so hard.
Yeah.
But when he wakes up, he's like, oh, man, the worst part after battles is that I gotta clean up. Oh, wait a second, everything's all clean! And he notices Tiger's still there, and he's like, hey, what are you doing there? And the tiger's like, you're mind controlling me. I'm not doing this out of free will and the generosity of my heart.
And Mumra's like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, sure, keep cleaning, and they do that. But there's just this weird tension between them.
Yeah. Very weird.
It just gets, it keeps progressively getting more awkward.
Yes. Very awkward energy in the studio.
Very, very bad, not bad vibes, but just weird. Yeah, not bad vibes.
Just weird.
I just didn't expect it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't feel like they're making fun, you know, gay people. But it also doesn't feel like they're, I don't know, because, like, nowadays when you get gay riff in the cartoon, they're like, yes, these characters are gay people. But this one, I was kind of just like, I was literally just sitting there kind of just, like, looking around. I was like, what's going on? Is this a joke? Is this real? I don't know. I mean, I'm here for it. Good for them. But I was like, huh?
Later on in the episode, they get a karaoke machine and they start singing songs. And they, like, take photos together and they're, like, genuine friends. Yes. But there's still that kind of tension. Yeah. And I'm like, are they going to kiss? Are they going to kiss? Are they going to kiss?
Yes. At the end of the episode, you know, they defeat Mumra again. And he, like, sings the song that they were singing. And Tiger starts to sing back. And then the other Thundercats are like, don't sing to him. So I was like, huh?
The other Thundercats are homophobic.
Please. Okay, but in Thunder Road, which honestly Thunder Road was the best episode in my opinion that I watched. I actually liked it. Yeah,
I like that one too.
Yeah, I was actually entertained by that one. Okay, so like basically, yeah, you can describe this. I'm not good at describing these episodes.
I have to remember. All I remember is that it's like kind of the race episode where all the Thundercats, Mutants, Mumra all have cars, and they're doing a race. There is a box of swords.
Yeah, a box of the swords. Sword of Omens.
Yeah, this was a Lion-O sword. There's multiples of them, and they're on a beach, and they gotta go get it as quick as they can.
Yeah, and then at one point, Tigra ends up in Mumra's car, and
I kind of like that bit because I think like the Thundercat stopped for a second. Oh yeah, Tigra was like, oh look at this view, it's so great, and he stands on the top of the car, and then the mutants bump into him, and then they do it so fast that he lands on the mutant's car, and then Mumra bumps into the mutants, and then Tiger just ends up falling into Mumra's car. But then Mumra's like, come on, get in, we gotta go. And
I like that bit. Because they were like basically just like, okay, we don't have to fight each other right now. We can just wait until we get to the beach, and then we'll start fighting each other. And then, like, Tiger takes a picture of Mumra at one point while they're driving. He's like, wow. Wait, no, Mumra's like, he's like, oh, I look ugly. I'm not cute right now. And then Tiger's like, no, you look fine. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
And he places his hand on Mumra's shoulder, and, like, they look at each other and blush. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, who is writing this?
And then it's just a silent car ride.
I was like, oh, okay.
I think there's one more goof, but I can't necessarily remember it.
I can't remember.
Oh,
not
I think
from this episode.
I think after the end of the silence, Mumra's like, "Do I look like a raisin?" And then it cuts to like something else.
He was like, "Do I look like a raisin?" It actually made me burst out laughing.
Because
I wasn't expecting it. I thought he was going to be like, I thought he was going to say something gay, and then he was like, do I look like a raisin?
But they bring that up later in the episode, because I think the Thundercats bring up, like, hey, why the fuck were you in Mumra's car? And then Tiger kind of falls back into the, oh, I was mind controlled.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says, like, curse that mummy supple skin. Yeah. It's like, what were y'all doing?
Wait. No, what he did, he started attacking Wily Cat and Willy Cat. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, dude, we're on the same side. And he was like, oh. Uh-oh. Mind control. Y'all know how it be.
Curse that mummy's beautiful skin. They kissed. Oh, they kissed.
Yeah, they kissed. And then we gotta talk about Tiger's Garden.
All of the episodes
the weirdest
that we like are gonna be about this.
I think we need to describe this episode before I tell you what I wrote down, because it's very funny. Okay, so what happened? Tigra gets a girlfriend. Woo. Yeah, she is, well, like, nobody has seen her, but everyone's like, yeah, they've been dating for, like, 2 months. And Lion-O, I almost said Leo. Lion-O is just like, what? I didn't know you had a girlfriend. And he's like, yep. So the thing is, Tigra's basically being mind controlled through this episode.
And like, so, for real this time.
Yeah, for real this time. Genuine. Oh, wow, that's weird actually thinking about it now, huh? Anyway.
This one's a little weird.
It's a little weird. So they go through. Lion-O is watching them, and he's like, yeah, Tigra's girlfriend is pretty fucked up. She's a plant, and I think she's mind controlling him. And everyone's like, just leave them alone. Let them do their thing. You don't know what they're doing. And so he leaves it alone. And then Tyra comes back. And he's like, hey, I'm going to get married. And I'm going to leave the Thundercats. And like everyone's like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Except for Lion-O. He's like, no, I'm not fucking agreeing to this. He's like, I'm not coming to the wedding. I'm not going. So,
damn.
Yeah, so Tyra's like, well, okay, then. That's your loss. You're my best friend. So, the wedding goes on. Everyone else but Lion-O goes. And then everyone's like, hey, something weird is going on here. So,
they finally notice.
Yeah, finally notice. Okay, so the plant girlfriend, she's like, haha, I've been evil this whole time, and I need the sword so I can become evil now. Like, so I can get super, hyper powers now. And so, they're like, oh, well, Lion-O's not here. So, too bad. And she's like, what? And so, they're like, yeah, well, your plan's been ruined. But, while that was happening, Lion-O's like, you know what? Maybe I should go. And I should support my best friend. One of the good choices Lion-O has made.
One of the only good choices.
And so, he shows up. He's like, hey, I'm here. I support your marriage. And then they gotta start fighting.
Love is love.
Yeah, love is love. They start fighting. And then they beat up the girlfriend. And then they realize that Mumra was using magic to be the girlfriend the whole time. So what I wrote down was Mumra pretended to be a flower for 3 months and dated Tigra just to get the Sword of Omens and almost married him just to do that. And everyone points that out. And he's like, I gotta go. He's like, I gotta leave.
Yeah, he just teleports.
He just disappears. He's like, I gotta get out of here. And it was the most confusing episode. I was like, oh, okay. Y'all really committed to this.
It could be a win for the gays, but it's weird that Tiger was mind controlled.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously this time.
Legit this time. And then I think at the end of the episode, Tiger's like, guys, I was mind controlled. And everyone else was like, yeah, bullshit. Dude.
Yeah, like,
you say that every time.
Yeah, like nobody believed him. And he was like, no, I really didn't want to get married. And they're like, of course you did. I hate y'all. But, yeah, so those are my notes for episodes. Anything you have to add?
One really quick. There's one called Pumra, and is one where Mumra dresses up as a cat to try to infiltrate the Thundercats.
I watched that one.
There's a theme with my favorite episodes.
Yeah, I can tell.
And is that they have gay people.
So he's dressed up as a cat for the entire episode because he's trying to infiltrate. Mm-hmm. And like at the end, we haven't seen Tigra the entire time.
Tigra's
and then
like sick.
Yeah. And then he shows up. And then he shows up and he's like, oh my god, what is Mumra doing here? And like Mumra's like, fuck, now I gotta leave. And then everyone else like, how'd you know that was Mumra?
I like how Mumra just like flies through the wall.
Yeah.
I think.
He like rips the disguise off and he just leaves.
There's such a lack of a care for walls in this show. They
literally
just bust through everything.
I think it's one of the funny gags.
Okay.
Yes?
I the I have a lot of complicated feelings about this show because it's it's not like good, but it's not awful.
Yeah.
I don't think it deserved all the hate that it got.
Yeah.
And like, I think I like genuinely really like Tiger and Mumra.
Oh no, I actually like them too. I was like, yeah, they're probably one of the only good parts of this whole thing. I'll watch it for them. But just like, them.
Everything else, but yes. Keep them the same.
Yeah.
They were good. Gay rights.
Gay rights.
Love wins.
Yeah, love wins, baby.
It is a comedy show, but some of the humor is just kind of hit or miss. It takes, I don't want to say it takes a lot from, but it is pretty similar with other comedy animated cartoons right now. Where it's like words pop up on the screen and it's in a cool voice. They do a lot of that.
Yeah, I didn't hate the gag, but it was not my favorite gag.
No. I heard stuff like Epic Fail.
Oh, God,
And there was a lot of just like, that's totally awesome! And he's like, yeah, fine.
I was like, oh, I'm too old for this. That's fine, I guess. I have my notes for voices.
Oh, right. This is B's voice actor corner.
Yeah, my voice actor corner. Okay, so I will start this off by saying, I did not expect Lion-O to sound the way he sounds. I thought he was going to sound younger for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, as I remember, you are a fan of the game Persona 5, right?
Unfortunately.
Me too. We have not one, not two, but three voice actors from the Persona 5 English dub. Huh. And I think that's crazy. We have, I'm going to ask
the games back together.
Bring the games back together. Who do you think voiced Lion-O? Out of all the
if I'm honest.
Yeah, you know this one.
I looked this one up because I was like,
yeah.
Well, I was just curious. And then I was like, Max Mittleman?
Yeah, I was like, Max Mittleman? But not only did he voice Lion-O, but he also voiced Willy Cat. Which I did not expect.
I heard that. I could hear a little bit of Ryuji from him. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
I did not hear any of that, so I was very surprised. Erica Limbeck, who voices Futaba, actually voices Chitara and Willy Kit in this.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I was like, I thought her voice sounds familiar. Like, I was like, I've watched a lot of anime. Who are you?
I thought Wile E. Coyote sounded really familiar, and then I just didn't look it up.
Yeah, like, no, it's the same. It's the same dude. And then Akechi's English voice actor, Robbie Damon, voices. This was the character that I mentioned to Moth earlier, but we did not watch the episode that he was in. His name is Swampy Johnny. And I was like, they got three of them here?
We love Swampy Johnny.
We're sorry. And a surprising pick here. You know Cree Summer. Everyone knows Cree Summer. The voice actor of Number 5 from
Kids Next Door.
Yes, Kids. Yeah. And then Susie from Rugrats. She has so many more voices than that, but I think those are the ones that people know the most. She actually voices a side character in one episode named The Witch, the Nether Witch. And I was like, how'd they get her?
Okay.
And then one more interesting fact. Patrick, I don't know how to say his name, Patrick Seitz. He voices not only Tiger, but also Mumra. And I thought that was very funny considering how everything else went earlier. I don't think he had any voices that I knew that you knew. But looking at some of the voices that I was aware of, like voices he did in Tekken and crap, Skullgirls. This man has the range. I'm just going to say it. This man has the range. Yes. So, yeah,
I would have never expected Tiger and Mumra to have the same voice actor.
Me neither. I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
I do have one voice actor that I remember. Dana Snyder, I believe. Who was the voice of Gazpacho from Chowder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does one of the mutants.
I don't know why I was about to say the king.
ghost. The king.
Yeah, the king.
Jaga, that's his name.
Yeah.
The side character, there's a ghost from Thundera, and I believe he was the king of Thundera before it exploded, and he's just a loony old man now.
Yeah.
By the way, Jaga history, that's another episode I wanted to bring up. Jaga shows up, he's a ghost, and everyone's like, oh my god, you're a ghost, and he's like, yeah, let me tell you how Thundera exploded, it's my fault, sorry guys, oopsies. But the flashback sequences, is kind of a goofy character narrating it, the art style turns into this kind of paper cutout drawn with crayons art style. I really enjoyed that.
I thought that was nice.
I didn't care about any of the rest of the episode, when those moments showed up, I was like, oh, this is pretty.
I was like, oh, you all are annoying me so bad. But yeah, I like the cartoon, the little paper moments. I thought that was cute, and I thought it was fun.
Let's talk about goofs that we like. I think there's one that I can kind of remember. Lionel loses his sword again. It happens like almost every other episode. That was in the episode I mentioned earlier, part one and part two. And they were like, who here lost the sword? I think it's probably Tiger saying it. And Lionel was like, not me. And then he was like, oh, but I thought you had the sword. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then Chitara's like, then why did you say not me? And Lionel's like, I messed it up. Lionel says, don't look at me, because he's trying to be like, it's not me. And Chitara's like, why'd you say don't look at me? And he was like, I was gonna run away. I enjoyed that.
I like that one. I think one of the goofs, I think this might have been from the same episode, actually.
Like, that one was solid. It was good.
Yeah. Where the, Mumra is having the, what did the little bears call? I said their name earlier.
Burbles.
The Burples. Yeah, the Burples. He's like having the Burples like make a pyramid over the lion's den so nobody can get in as easily anymore. And so one of the mutants, they're like, yeah, we're gonna make you work for the rest of your lives. And the Burples are like, yay, work. And they're like, they're like, thank you. We want something else to do. Thank you, God. And then Mumra and the mutants, they're like, oh god, they're so creepy.
That was good.
I like that one. That was funny. Any moment that the Burples are on screen, I'm laughing. The Burples.
Burbles.
Burbles? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no pee.
Any moment they're on screen, I'm laughing. They're silly. I like them.
I love the Purples.
The Purples.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. How would you rate it on the scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, God. Tiger and Mumra episodes. 6.5.
Yeah.
All the other episodes.
I'll give it a 3.
4? Yeah.
Yeah. A 3 or maybe a high 4.
Because we didn't have an awful time. I think the way we consumed it was an awful time.
Yeah. Because I watched this from, maybe 5 p.m. to this morning. And I did not have fun. I went to sleep, but I tried to finish up an episode last night. I was like, I'm too fucking tired for this. I need to go to bed.
I tried to do the thing that you said I should do, which is watch an hour every day.
Okay, so I told Moth, I was like, did the math, I was like, hey, if you watch at least 1 hour of this show every day, you can watch it all in, 8 days.
And I tried that.
And you were like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll do it. I didn't think you were actually going to do it, but, I mean, hey, You said you need your Thundercats hour.
I need my daily Thundercats roar hour. I guess the thing is, like, I already have things that I do before bed. Like, I finish work, I do some stretches, and I do my shitty little Duolingo, and I don't learn anything from it. And then I take my meds, and I'm like, oh boy, time to take a nice little rest. And then I'm like, I have to watch an hour of Thundercats roar right now.
Right before I go to bed. Oh, God. I couldn't.
So that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I had fun. But holy crap, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not again. It was okay. Really not as bad as I think a lot of people made out to be, but it's not for me. I'm 20. I'm not gonna get much enjoyment from this show.
I got a little enjoyment from it.
Like, I got a little enjoyment, but not a lot. It was okay. I lived.
Thundercats Roar final thoughts. I believe we can both agree on this. Not awful, but not good.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes fun. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. I think kids will. Yeah. I think kids will definitely enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any last thought? Any last thought before we end?
We don't have an idea for how we're gonna end the episode.
Yeah, I literally thought about it. I was like, we don't have a fucking outro.
Alright. I'm gonna end the episode by doing a little tap dance.
Okay. Hoo-cha-cha-cha. Whoa, you're doing the coolest tap dance. Wow.
If only this was a visual media.
Yeah. Whoa. You guys can't see the epic skills they have right now. I can tell you that they're great. Alright. That's it, I guess.
Leave. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yay.